Thanks for joining in with Dave and Pat and Charlie. This Thursday broadcast, it's day two, January 2nd, 2020. Those that need the day reference, the time reference still, trying to get back to whatever type of situation of normalization of a couple of weeks of the Christmas and New Year's period, even just the hustling and bustling toward Christmas itself. A lot of people still getting back into the swing of things. You know, I'm kind of feeling that way myself. I don't know why. I mean, here, worked yesterday, working today. I mean, I don't know. Just maybe it's because the rest of the world has that kind of strangeness too, of course, you know, yeah. The kids out of school and things like that, and my wife getting a chance to have a break. So,
yeah, no, I understand. And I will say, though, on my way out this morning, I was noticing heavier traffic than it was during the week before.
Yeah.
It seemed like there were probably a bit more. Not like it is probably going to be on Monday, but still, I think there were some people getting back to work today.
I'm also noticing, too. And in fact, I noticed it this past Monday, where a lot of people are already de-Christmasing.
Yeah.
I already saw on Monday some Christmas trees by the curb. You know,
oh, wow.
That first trash day after the weekend.
All right.
And folks taking care of that bit of business. And we're starting to do the same thing. I'm looking at the weekend forecast thinking, might be one of those years. In fact, maybe even today or tomorrow, if I can get some sun to melt a little snow off the roof, that I can get those Christmas lights down.
Right. Yeah, it's, not bad.
I always like to get them up early before the cold weather hits, not turn them on until December. But once we're done with them,
I agree.
Don't like leaving me up till March.
We do stages of our Christmas teardown, and we started that yesterday, just taking a couple things down.
Yeah, I saw some people doing that. I also saw a natural tree out on the 26th.
The 26th?
Yeah, yeah. I did too.
Well, I didn't see that.
Got it out early.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, Merry Christmas. We're done. Well, it has to be done, so.
Uh-huh.
And then depending on who knows what people's schedules are, maybe they were going to be gone for a couple of weeks after Christmas or something.
Could be.
So they, you know, especially if you get a natural tree, because if you're not going to be home watering.
Yeah, a lot of people like to keep them up. If you have, especially if you have an artificial tree that looks real, you can keep it up until January 6th for the Epiphany.
Yeah. Right. Others will take some of those trees and try and get them planted, depending on what their choices are. Some leave them up as long as possible. Mm-hmm. Even some of the lifelike or artificial trees, that some actually leave them up for a long time and go seasonal. With different decorations. So I suppose that's also a possibility, too. So there's all kinds of different things that are going on.
I would say putting it up is so much easier than tearing it down with the artificial trees or even with the real tree, because you think about it. You put up the tree, and then you just put ornaments on. Now, when you're tearing it down, you have to figure out which ornament goes in which box and which one goes in which wrapping. That's the tough task. That's the one that takes time.
Yeah.
Shaping the tree, though, when you're putting it up, it takes a lot of time,
that takes
too.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, because you've had it in a box or whatever, and you're getting it out and putting it back together. I think this is work both ends.
Yeah. All right.
All those things that everyone has to do at some point. Oh, again, some have different choices, but most people, I would think.
Yeah.
Yesterday, New Year's Day, we hope you enjoyed some of the special programming that we had, some of the news follow-up from the toast to the office of the President of the United States that we had with Heidi Bulger doing that. We had, of course, the CBS Year in Review, a nice look back at 2019 as we're starting 2020. And then there was a football game.
Oh, the
football
lights.
Debacle. Looked good first half.
Yeah, first half they did okay. Then Alabama woke up and said, let's play.
Well, some were saying they should have stuck with the ground game rather than going to the passing game in
probably.
The second half.
That was confusing because we moved the ball pretty well on the ground in the first half and just
abandoned it.
The continuing frustration of the Jim Harbaugh era.
Yeah.
Where at times Michigan looks like it's a team that can compete sometimes with the big boys. But in the end, more often than not,
right,
they can't.
They fade away. Right. They fade away.
And Pat and I were talking off air earlier, but Shea Patterson, who's done some wonderful things, but
never a great quarterback.
Never was the superstar.
He's overthrowing a number of times in that passing effort in the second half.
Yeah. No, he was serviceable. Mm-hmm. He was a decent college football quarterback, but hopefully you're hoping next year they've got these two young quarterbacks have been waiting and waiting and waiting. So let's see what happens with Joe Milton and Dylan McCaffrey, whoever wins that battle next year, because they're going to be looked at as the savior, somebody to do something with this program and lift it up from to where it used to be.
Well, you had a little McCaffrey earlier.
A little bit McCaffrey, right.
But
I don't know. Yeah.
It's just...
I'm wondering if they'll do some changes with the assistant coaches. Did Don Brown see his last game as defensive coordinator? I don't know.
Yeah, the defense was disappointing in a number of different ways.
Yes.
The offense finally got itself going. I think Jim Gattis finally...
Yeah, in a little bit, yeah.
Got things going in a productive manner for... But...
I don't know. It's just... I think it's... There's a lot of apathy right now with the fan base, and I think this was expected. And that's the sad part, is that you're not seeing a lot of anger because people were going into this saying, well, yep, they're going to lose, and that's what happened.
There are some who, are you ever happy that you at least felt like you were competing?
Yeah.
But there are some who are saying, well, at least we were in the game for a little while with Alabama.
That's not
what you want.
No.
I wore a maize and blue jacket in the daylight over to my son's house yesterday, and I was pleased we were coming home in the dark last night.
Yes.
It's tough. It is tough. But, I was going to say maybe next year, but technically maybe later on this year.
Yeah, maybe later on this year.
We're already in 2020.
I know.
And there's already talk about how the season will kick off on September 5th, Michigan and Washington. As we're going to take on the Huskies, they got us home and home, I guess, going on the next couple of years against the Pac-10.
Right. Yeah.
Are they still the Pac-10?
Are they the Pac-12? I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know anymore.
Well, Oregon pulled out a good win in the Rose Bowl, though.
That was a good game last night.
That was exciting.
Good game, and 24-23.
And I'm sorry. And I guess I just, I look in, talking Big Ten teams, Minnesota, traditionally never a powerhouse, but an 11-win season?
Uh-huh.
Against Auburn?
Out of the Golden
And they beat Auburn. Yeah, they beat Auburn. Yeah. Who beat Alabama?
Yeah.
Golden Gopher. Carrying the Big Ten's water.
I didn't stay up late. I went to bed with Georgia leading 10-0. Did they?
They won. They beat Baylor.
New Year's Day, and yes, there's still some football to be talked about.
And it's a new decade. I'm still saying it. I know that some out there say it doesn't start.
No.
I know that's a technicality. But
it is.
But it, for all intents and purposes, pop culture reasons, we start saying it now.
Exactly right. We're here. It's 2020. New decade. Thank you.